Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Kim Schunkweiler. I'm filling in, or trying to fill in, for Paul Stowers. He's a tough guy to fill in for because he's absolutely wonderful at what he does. So I got a couple special guests that I want to bring on. Dr. Rob, if you're on the line, and Mary.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
So this is kind of cool because Mary, I think, was the first person that I brought into the Avini family. Mary is a, like me, retired, only she retired RN. And Dr. Rob is actually my chiropractor, and he is the latest person that I brought into the Avini family. So welcome, guys. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
One of the things that bugs me is I get on the inner circle and that, and I read people all the time saying, does Cell Defender work for, or, you know, any condition you might name? And I think it's a trap that we fall into trying to think about conditions. When I went to chiropractic school, we were taught a lot about philosophy. We were taught to treat the cause, not the symptom. And it took me a while, because I came from an allopathic background, to really understand the importance of treating the cause. You know, treating the person. I'll give you a couple examples. I had a buddy of mine who's an MD, and he was in my office getting PEMF treatment. And he's sitting there getting treated, and we're talking, and then he looks up at me and he says, "You know, Doc," he says, "I'm so jealous of you." I said, "Why? You're jealous of me? Why are you jealous of me?" He said, "Because you can do so many things to help people." He says, "Me, I got drugs." And it, you know, it kind of hit me that how limited the medical people are in a way. And I'm going to point out what happens when you go to the doctor. What's the first thing they do? They run you for tests. They run you for test after test until they find enough positive tests that fit within a certain parameter that they can put a name on. They have to name it. And once they name it, of course, they can go to the cookbook and, you know, figure out a drug to give you for those symptoms. I have another buddy of mine who's a DO, and, you know, I actually went on rounds with him. This is quite a few years ago, rounds with him, and we got up on the floor, and he says, "Well, down the hall here on the left, we have a gallbladder, and over here we have a pneumonia, and over here, I forget what it was, but you need about four different conditions." And I looked at him, I said, "Don't you treat people?" It was eye-opening to me that they kind of limit themselves by focusing on conditions, whereas we with Avini, we have, in my estimation, the number one product for actually treating people, bodies, treating their cells so the body takes over and heals. As Rick says, a cleaner, healthier body takes care of itself, and it's so true. It fits in with the philosophy. I used to say, treat the cell and you will get well, or fix the cell and you will get well. And it's all the same thing. Dr. Rob, am I on the right track with this?
Well, that's what I learned. You know, the body's designed to heal itself, and there are many things that keep us from doing that, stress and negative thoughts but toxins, and a lot of the toxins we can't do anything about. It's in our water, it's in our air, and it's amazing to me to have a product that can draw the toxins out so that my body has a better ability to heal itself.
Exactly. And you basically just started like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. I'm very anxious, you know, let's get this going here. But I'm noticing some things already, and it's pretty amazing to me. So
yeah, it's cool. I think I've been taking Cell Defender for 4 or 5, maybe 6, 7 months now. And I think I've got the ball rolling where it's picking up speed, and I'm noticing more improvement in all kinds of things each and every day at this point. So, but I was kind of like you, the first few weeks, I'd say, well, why am I taking this? You know, it was nothing. It's happening a lot, but it takes a while. You know, I'm 73 years old, so I accumulated 73 years of toxins. Going to take a while to get rid of them.
Yeah, I think I don't remember much of my childhood, and I think I've had a lot of these toxins in my body since I was a kid. So gradually I'm noticing, I mean, it's been 2 or 3 weeks, I can't remember, but gradually I'm noticing my memory is a little better, you know, whereas before, if I couldn't remember somebody's name, it just never would come to me. And now I give it a moment and it comes to me. It's really amazing. So something's happening, and I'm very excited to see how it'll be when I'm 7 months down the road.
But, oh yeah, yeah, it's going to be cool. I've noticed kind of the same thing. The other day I got a one-time pin for something I was logging into, and you know, I got to the point where I'd have to write them down, because even the six numbers, five or six numbers, now I can remember them, you know, for quite a while, so that is a neat thing. Mary, give us a little bit of your background.
Okay. I worked in the operating room at Beaumont Hospital, and before that I hired in into their labor and delivery department, and then I was in their operating room environment in trauma and transplant and general surgery. They have like 75 operating rooms there. And I did that for 22 years before retiring. And I was the lead transplant nurse. And the one thing that I always did was an interest in alternative healing, because I could really see in that inner sanctum of allopathic medicine that there are limitations. That the medical community, as we know them, they look at the system. They isolate a system and they want to work on that. They want to medicate it. They want to operate on it. And it's the cells. It's the overall cellular matrix that we're made out of that is actually that unit that they cannot operate on. They cannot medicate it. And they completely ignore it. But it's everything is connected in our body. And standing there, I was very privileged in that working in the operating room to be able to speak to surgeons all day long for years and years that I worked in the operating room environment. And I would see the same surgeries, appendectomies, gallbladder surgeries, thyroid surgeries, huge liver surgeries, liver transplants. These, and not one doctor, and I would have very candid conversations with them when the moment was right in the operating room, and you get friendlier with these guys and these women, and you want to know what's causing this. Why am I seeing all these surgeries? They don't know. They don't know. And of course, when you're talking about that extreme answer to a medical problem, as far as cutting it out, there's other issues overall in our organism. And so that is why I love the Avini Health products. And that is definitely the basis that I feel alternative medicine addresses, is that unit called the cell and how that is pervasive everywhere in our body, because we're made up of cells. And you can't just isolate one thing. And the science of Avini is all about the chemistry and the physics and the laws that govern our body are that, physics and chemistry. And the doctors don't know this, and they have nothing to answer for it when they don't look at that level. And Avini, with the science and the studies and the published papers and the proven results that are working in our body, this is a given principle. You cannot miss with Avini Health products. I live up in a rural area with on a well with a septic, and we have known high arsenic out here in Ortonville, Michigan. And what is still coming out of my body 9 months later from the Avini products, I'm taking a little more than maintenance dose with the Cell Defender and have been for 9 months. What is still coming out of my body is unholy. That's all I'm going to say. Truly.
You had some pretty intense results when you first started taking it, as far as what was coming out.
Yes. I'm comfortable talking about that because, you know, this is something nurses do, and we have to remember we're not at the dinner table when we do it. But the water in my toilet bowl was metallic, and it was, you couldn't see through the water. It was gray, metallic, and it smelled like metal. It seriously smelled like metal the first week. And I know that I'm going to be on Cell Defender forever.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the thing, because we are constantly bombarded. I mean, we can't get rid of the toxins in the environment. There's just no way. So we got to do something to get the toxins out of our body, and that's what Cell Defender does.
And to have the VOCs, the volatile organic compounds, and the polyfluoroalkyl substances, the PFOSs, to have those included in this gamut of this of what the Cell Defender captures and removes is everything. Because if you read any articles in the media or watch any videos about these two substances that are behind a lot of diseases as well as the heavy metals, you will see that they just simply write about it, and it's like, well, here's the information. Good luck, because there's nothing you can do about it. Well, they obviously have not heard of Avini Health Cell Defender, because there is something you can do.
Oh, yeah, but it's not controlled by the drug companies. I'm getting cynical in my youth here. I see more and more doctors being basically forced out of private practice into groups. And I think that's just because they're easier to control. They have the standard of care for that group, and if they violate that standard by going outside of it, then they've got troubles. Then they're they get financially locked in. You know, they're making good money, and if they don't toe the line, you know, they could lose it. So it's really important what we do as ambassadors for Avini.
Absolutely.
It becomes a calling, I think, after a while when you start reading the results and seeing the results and talking to people and seeing how they get their lives changed in such a positive way with these products.
I couldn't be more motivated to bringing this forward as my mission in life because it's not just a plain old zeolite. We've got that micro-washed nanoparticle clinoptilolite, which is proven. There's nothing to believe in, nothing to wonder about. It's going to do its job. It's a scientific product. You have science values and principles in your body, and it's going to mesh beautifully and safely with your body and removing these toxins. The whole theme of how they approach what their products are about in the removal of the toxins, the removal of this barrier to health, is absolutely unique.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's really rewarding to be associated with people like Neil and Doug and Rick and Paul. I mean, I have never met an organization with finer, more decent people than Avini. And that goes a long way right there.
I'll second that.
Yep.
Our bodies are designed to function properly, and when they start malfunctioning, we could give it a name, which allows us to figure out which drug to take, or we could just get it functioning better. And I think the Avini products help along that line. It doesn't matter what's going on in your body. And some things are going to heal quicker, and some things are going to heal slower. But it takes away one of the biggest, I mean, what Mary said, the VOCs and the PFAS, I thought that stuff was in my body till I die, and now there's a way to get it out, and it's quite amazing. So the trick is, instead of focusing on disease and disease names, focus on cleaning your body up, and your body will start functioning better.
I used AI yesterday, I think it was yesterday, the day before yesterday, and I asked AI if heavy metals can cause fixation, joint fixation in the body. List of reasons how it can cause joint fixation. Well, as chiropractors, that's what we deal with, is joint fixation. So every chiropractor out there needs to know that their patients are coming in with fixations. They're correcting that fixation, but they're not fixing the cause of the fixation. And of course, as chiropractors, we our claim to fame is we fix the cause, and we got to kind of do some rethinking, I think, about that. Becomes part of your life after a short period of time. You know, I say you're Avenian. We call ourselves Avenians. Maybe we are a little special, huh? We got a special name, and we got a mission, which is really cool.
I was shocked to learn that the Cell Defender, and I saw this in a video that Rick had on YouTube, and I'm always listening to those videos because there's so much detail and specific information about the products that you might miss. And he said that it also removes radiation. And about 25 years ago, I was in Vegas at a conference, and Dr. Roger Billimoria, who was the head medical doctor at NASA, talked about how they still do give the astronauts and any returning, and they do this all over the world for all space programs. When astronauts return to Earth, they go through a detox program with zeolite. And he was talking about that whole program when they come back to Earth because of the radiation out in space. So I found that really fascinating. And I happen to know that any kind of nuclear worker, anybody who works in a nuclear plant, there are specific protocols that they use to remove that radiation from their staff. So this could be, if you know any people that work in that type of environment.
I think it was you, Mary, told me about the heavy metals involved in anesthetic compounds.
In anesthesia gases, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely. In fact, that's light. It's linked to a higher incidence of cancer in anesthesiologists because of their up close and personal in intubating the kind of anesthesia staff. Your nurse anesthetist, your anesthesiologist. There is some leakage. Hospital environments are also, even though they have the better air exchange systems, they are a toxic type environment, and that's again where the silver, the nano silver, would come into play. I would have that in my locker. That would be something I'd spray into my nose, eyes, on my hands, and in my mouth, coming and going to my shift for sure. That is a must. My niece is finishing up her elementary education, her studies at school, and she's going to be an elementary education teacher. And she is student teaching. She's going to different schools, and she's getting sicker and sicker all the time because she's having these new germs from all these children that are in these classrooms, and she's exposed to everything they have. So I sent her the nano silver, and her brother plays international hockey. He's on the Lebanon. He's on the Lebanon team, and he's playing in Kazakhstan, Dubai. They're coming to Miami, and he goes all over the world, and he's with all these people from all over the world playing up close and personal, you know, kind of spit swapping type heavy contact sports. And it really, the nano silver is what you need as well in your arsenal.
Oh, I'm so glad you shared that because, I mean, my son played hockey, but his daughter is just like 2.5 years old and is getting ready to go into preschool.
Mm-hmm.
I know when somebody said, oh, she's going to be so sick for that first year working,
no.
going into school. Not if we use this. That's
right.
So
send her off with a squirt of that. And of course, cover the family as well at home when she's that little vector bringing, you know, the germs into the home. You know, it's okay to get sick, but it's okay to get well too. So I would recommend the Nano Silver in a household for sure. And especially when you fly. So my goodness, anti-parasitic, antifungal, antibacterial, and antiviral. And being that it's so nano-sized, it's going after those little minute organisms that are big offenders.
This is Pat Tracy from Texas. Since y'all have a group of knowledgeable medical people, I've mentioned something like to this, and I'm going to tell you about to Robin before and a few other leaders in the Aveni, but you mentioned radiation. I had deadly cells in 2020, and they used internal radiation on me for like a whole day or so. Horrible. I had to do it all over again. I never would have done it, but it left me with a, how should I say, it looked like, from Texas, we do a lot of charcoal broiling of our meats. It looked like if you had taken and knocked off the charcoal broil off the top of a piece of meat that maybe got away from you on the fire, and this was on my pants every day. And I mentioned it to the oncologist. She went, yeah, like, that's like normal. And I went, I'm looking like 20 years now, and to me that's not normal, daily. I don't have it anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm like, when you mentioned the radiation, it brought it to my mind that I maybe could talk that over. I mean, to throw that in to y'all, and because you enlightened me on that, and I'm thinking, wow, this problem's gone now. It's like cleaned out my system, and I don't have that left over if it was the radiation that was causing it, or whatever, inside me.
Tell your doctor what you're going to do and watch the video, because your oncologist, the MD, will know nothing about the great explanation that Rick Deitch gives about, you know, how they show the cage structure and that it's a negatively charged cage. Well, we appreciate all the contributions, don't we? This is wonderful.
Bet.